This is Tim Miller. I'm the CEO of Enhabit. We are a nonprofit here in the Northwest, and our mission is to create social impact through better living spaces.
You were in Paris for the negotiations last year?
Yes, I was.
And having seen that firsthand, how does today's announcement strike you from President Trump that he is withdrawing the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement?
At the top level, I'm very disappointed that our president would decide to withdraw. I was particularly upset by the inclusion of his concerns about the gifts to less developed countries, the grants to help those countries deal with climate change. Those grants, to me, are very important to help people in less developed countries address the difficult challenge of both mitigating and adapting to climate change.
As a someone who has a business that's linked somewhat to the fight against climate change, how do you feel that this decision impacts sustainable businesses in the United States?
Broadly speaking, I think this decision sets us back as a country in terms of our opportunity to lead on climate change. At the same time, as a business based here in the Northwest doing energy efficiency and climate work, I'm really proud that this makes local work at the state and very local level all the more important. And you're already seeing examples of that in Multnomah County today and in the city of Portland, looking at votes to double down on our commitments toward clean energy and commitments toward 100% clean energy. So I think that kind of action at the local and state level is going to be all the more important.
Did your business in particular or other businesses that you're aware of, and just again, you are it's a nonprofit business, were you preparing ahead of time for the Paris Climate Agreement to go forward? If the U.S. had gone forward with it, would things be different for your company, or are you kind of on a path regardless?
I would say for our company, we're on a path regardless. The work that we're doing here in the Northwest in partnership with local governments and nonprofits and foundations and other companies is going to go forward anyway. So that's the bright silver lining in this whole situation, is that we're making progress locally, and that's happening at local levels across the country, despite the federal inaction or negative action. We're moving forward.
Tim Miller with Enhabit, the CEO of Enhabit. I appreciate you talking to me very much today, and I'll let you go for now.
Thank you very much.
For KBOO Evening News in Portland, this is Sam Bowman. I've been speaking with Tim Miller, the CEO of Enhabit, a nonprofit based in the Portland area that helps homeowners with energy efficiency and seismic upgrades.